Last year, over $400,000 was raised over the course of the IGA Purple Bra Day campaign, which runs through August and September. We're there now. The important thing is, with this, there's no government funding, so they need your help. And we are blessed to be joined this morning by the CEO of Breast Cancer Care WA, Max, and also Kate, who is this year's Purple Bra Day Ambassador. Good morning to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Now, look, we'll start with you, Max. Tell us a little bit about, like, we have done a lot of work with Breast Cancer Care WA because we know your organisation is amazing. But tell us a bit about how you guys get by not having this government funding and how many people you need to help.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been around for just over 20 years. Like you say, we don't receive any government funding, so we are really reliant on the generosity of the WA community. And we do different events throughout the year, different fundraisers, and obviously the IGA Purple Bra Day is a really big one for us in terms of raising much needed funds. One of the couple of stats I'll just share with you is that 5 women a day, every day, are diagnosed with breast cancer, and that's in WA alone.
Wow.
And 1 in 7 women across their lifetime will get diagnosed with breast cancer.
Kate, you're someone who has been on this journey with Breast Cancer Care WA.
Yes, I have.
Tell us a little bit about what happened for you.
I was diagnosed with hormone-positive breast cancer in June 2021, and it was during my time in hospital when I had my mastectomy that I got to be introduced to Breast Cancer Care WA. For me, it's been fantastic, particularly the counselling side. I think you have so much going on in a very short period of time, you know, from being told your diagnosis to then having an operation. I unfortunately had to have 2 operations because it had spread, and then obviously having to deal with that chemotherapy, you know, that sort of thing. I was very lucky. I was surrounded by an amazing community of family and friends, but my beautiful counsellor, Aileen from Breast Cancer Care, she was amazing. Highs and lows, fall into sort of some deep ditches sometimes, but she was great to be able to talk to. So,
Kate, I've read your story, but this in particular, what an image. I had a breast full of cancer. What was it like going through that moment for you?
It was very surreal, to be honest. I had just gone for a routine mammogram. I hadn't had any lump, there was no sign for breast cancer for me, so I'd always had very dense breasts, so had to go. I've been going since about the age of 40. I'm turning 50 this year. So every 2 years would go. When I had the call back and they said, yes, you need to come in, you know, your dense breasts, I thought, yeah, whatever. Unfortunately, I had to get tested about 3 times before I had the news, and they kept saying, Kate, you're a bit unique. And I said, I don't want to be unique. I just wanted to be normal. But yeah, it was very overwhelming, I must admit. But really, the other great thing with breast cancer care, I joined one of the support groups, and that was really great in the early stages for me because I was around other women who were, you know, have lost our hair, you know, half your, you know, you've lost your boob, you lost 2 boobs, you know, whatever's happened to you. But just to be able to talk about what you're going through, you know, because there's lots of side effects, obviously, with the chemotherapy, your body image, you know, all sorts of things. It was really helpful to talk to ladies who were going through the same thing.
The thing is, and this is something that people don't talk about, Pete, is what these guys do, they also help pay people's bills. Mm. They help pay, you know, it's not just your medical gear. Max, you can tell us something about that as well, because you're helping them with their whole lives.
Absolutely, and I think that, you know, we do offer that financial support for people that are going through chemo and treatment that can't work, that have got kids, maybe their partner isn't around. That's a really tough time for them as well. So we're there to help support, exactly like you said, pay some of those bills. We offer practical support. So if somebody needs some help with some washing, some cleaning, some gardening, anything like that that just takes a little bit of pressure off, that's something that we're there straight away to get in and help as well.
Well, you do a great job. As you know, I'm fully supportive. I host the Boobalicious Ball every year, which is another major fund fundraiser for Breast Cancer WA. This will be my 9th year hosting that because I'm well aware that this, where they say the money goes is where it goes. Yep. So absolutely happy to get behind you. And so please donate where you can.
Max, Kate, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you
so much. Really appreciate it.
Mix 94.5 Perth traffic.
Trees harvested today.